everybody, and welcome back to Bayhouse Buzz. Whew, there's just two of us here today, aren't there?
Yes.
So it's me and Alina. Alina is a member of our brand new headship team for 24-25. Those guys are awesome, and we're really looking forward to hearing their manifesto coming in the coming weeks. But first things first, we've had loads going on this week. So Alina and I are going to be kind of going through some of the stuff we've been up to. What have you been up to this week, Alina?
Four exams, English and maths. And then I fell in the middle of that.
Crikey, fun times.
I know.
Always what you need. So feel free to open your crisps, by the way. Everybody knows we quite like crisps on the podcast. So there we go. And the flavour is?
Cheese and onion.
Nice. I think we need to do a poll on the next podcast. What's the best flavour of crisps? I will hands down say it's between, shocker, salt and vinegar and Worcester sauce.
Oh, okay.
Have you ever had Worcester sauce? So good, it's the purple packet. Oh, nice. Anyway, we've gone into food almost straight away, usually because I don't get lunch on a podcast day. So, it's been a really, really busy week. You guys have all been on your exams, haven't you? And there's just been loads going on. It's super stressful.
So many.
Yeah. We've also got to talk about our Hot Chocolate Friday winners for this week.
Woo!
And we've had transition events all over the place. Lots of young people coming up for little transition mornings, finding their way around. Yesterday we had our transition evening. You were helping out at that. What were you up to last night?
I was on floating job and with anti-bullying and mental health table. So we were handing out leaflets to every single parent. It was a 2-for-1 catch. So yeah, they did all get all of it.
Good.
But, yeah. We had some fun times setting up tables.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, lots of our students helping out, which was just glorious last night. It was really lovely to see everyone. And it was actually a really nice evening, wasn't it? All the year sixes were really nice and sort of friendly and loads of questions. Did you get any a random question?
Yes. The most random. It was on the booklet that was on the tables, but they didn't want to look or read it. It was the...
Welcome to my world.
How much was the Chromebook worth?
Okay.
And I said, I paid $360, but I don't know about you. It's going
up to you. Also, look at the value of the Chromebooks. Yeah, the Chromebook scheme was launched last night and everything, wasn't it? What other stalls were available? So you said anti-bullying, the mental health ambassadors, who else?
Yeah, young carers. Nice. Which was least popular, but they had a lot of people coming around towards the end, yeah.
Cool.
Like towards 6 o'clock, a lot of people were around that table.
Often.
Yeah.
The library guys were there, weren't they? With a lovely display.
Manga.
Oh, the manga club were there, weren't they? Where the PE guys, the breakfast club was set up.
Yep, we had the houses.
Houses, parliament and the houses, nice.
Molly did some great jobs there.
Yes. So there was another room though, wasn't there? What was in the other room in G2?
The new uniforms.
Did you have a try on?
Yes, I had a try on the blazer. I love it.
Do you love it?
Yes, I love it. Nice. Too bad I can't wear it.
Nice. I absolutely love to have a blazer in my last school as well. I was gutted when my school, just before I got there as a student, were like, no, girls don't need to wear blazers anymore. What? Because, I mean, I don't know about anyone who identifies as female listening, that, you know, the thing we look for at the moment in most things is pockets in our clothes.
Yes.
A blazer is just essentially some sleeves and loads of pockets. So it's like one on the inside, one on the outside, two on the sides. Oh, it's lovely. It's pockets for all your
stuff. The mannequins had their sleeves down their pockets.
Yeah. It's really cool. So comfy though, isn't it, as well?
Very comfy. It's very soft.
Yes. So it was nice. And did you see lots of year sixes trying stuff on
as
well?
Yes. They loved it. They loved the skirts. Oh. The girls went nuts over it.
Lush. Love that. I think they're going to look so smart, I have to say. As much as, you know, it's nice to be comfy in our polo shirts, it's definitely more casual. So yeah, it's nice you got to go into that.
Yeah,
a little sneaky peek. So obviously the uniform is available from Print and Sew in Gosport Town. So head on in, go and talk to the folks in there who are absolutely lovely, and they'll help you out trying on, finding the right sizes that fit, and finding all the comfy stuff.
But are they not allowed in school kit anymore then?
The uniform isn't stocked by school kit anymore.
Oh, right.
So we're trying to, because they've got lots of uniforms for sale. Yeah. So we've got trying to support a really local shop with our business. So actually, it's supporting
the
local
business. One of my friends work there currently.
Nice. Is it the friend with the dog? Because I really like the dog in there. No. Whenever I go to Print and Sew, there's a dog.
It's one of the cadets from the D-Day.
Oh, nice. Cool. So, yes, you can head to our stockist. I'm very tired today after last night. I had to do 3 speeches, and I'm now exhausted. It changed every time as well. But essentially, just saying how wonderful our young people are, because they are. Speaking of which, the Votes for Schools topic this week, you didn't get to do because you were in an exam, weren't you?
Yeah.
So I'm going to throw this at you. Have you heard your peers use homophobic language?
Mm-hmm. Yep, definitely 100%.
Yeah, it's not great, is it?
No.
Why do you think people think that homophobic language is acceptable?
To them, it's just a joke. I mean, just saying, oh, you're gay, Well, that's not funny, is it? I don't see anything that I need to laugh at.
Do you think it's that they don't think that using the word gay or any similar words as an insult is problematic?
I just think they don't care. They use it just for the fun of it, and then they don't care about it, whereas the person who heard it does.
Okay, why do you think there's a difference between those things? Is it because it doesn't affect them?
Yeah, probably. Or maybe they just want to be rude about it. Or maybe they're not realising what they are saying to somebody who would be mentally and emotionally affected.
Ah, okay, so they're not really considering the impact of the words.
No.
Okay. So, I mean, it's really concerning when we use any kind of language like that. So we can talk about ableist language,
yeah.
We can talk about racist language, sexist language, and homophobic language. Ultimately, all of it is not okay because of the impact the words have on the person listening. And I've had a conversation recently with somebody saying, you know what, it might have been an acceptable joke for you and your friend because you and your friend know that about one another, but it's not okay because other people hear it and it will hurt them too. And there's a really famous, I've shown you this in loads of assemblies I've done, I'm sure, there's a really famous sort of adaptation to the quotes, because everyone says sticks and stones will break my bones.
Yeah.
And Stephen Fry added, but words can last forever. And that words can leave scars and words can make us change how we feel. So several someone's have commented on the dress I wear, this dress that I'm wearing today. I really like the dress, I think you said it earlier. And several members thought, that's a really lovely dress. Before I met Miss Lane in her classroom period two, said, oh, I really love that dress, Miss. We had a chat. And I consciously will wear this dress more often because I know I get comments on it. So those words have left a mark on me. If the positive ones do,
then the negative ones
must do too. Yeah. And we comment on each other's appearance or each other's life or each other's choices and not realising that we're leaving marks. I think that's why it's really important that any kind of ism language, any racism, any homophobic, any kind of ableist language has got to be stamped out. So next week, it leads us beautifully into next week, really. We have our activities week for lower school, and we have some drop-down days happening next week. So we're focusing in our drop-down days on really understanding some of the protected characteristics.
Yeah.
So we're looking at LGBTQIA+, we're looking at disability, racism, sex, and we're looking at, what's the last one? Oh, religion.
Yeah.
I always forget the last one. So there's always a different one I forget as well. So those are the five ones we're going to look at. So you'll have a session on each of those, looking at how you can be more tolerant and more accepting, or just less offensive to people in those groups, which I think is really important.
We have Thorpe Park next week.
Exactly, and we're going to Thorpe Park on Tuesday. There's not a drop down day on Tuesday, so then we can go to Thorpe Park. More on that next week, everybody. So activities week next week is going to be jam packed. We have our drop down days, but we've got loads of trips. Are you going on any other trips, just apart from mine? No,
just
no other trips.
A geography trip, and I've had the end of it. No more walking.
And geography was mad. How did you count how many steps you did on a geography trip?
I think I did 12,582.
Ooh, 12,000. That's about roughly how many we've been doing to go and collect people from the toilets every day.
Yes.
How do you think that's working out? That's a new thing we introduced this week.
Toilets. Well, when we first introduced it last 2 weeks ago on a Friday, people had some, shall I say, some heavy loaded opinions on it.
Okay.
It was like we were held as prisoners. I mean, I'm not going to lie, I wasn't keen on it either.
Okay.
But then when it started working out, I kind of saw the point of it. Like, people got back to lessons in probably less than 5 minutes. They had no time to dilly-dally, and they got to do what they wanted to do in the toilet.
Yeah. They also got to the closest toilet. So someone came from our lesson period three, didn't they?
Yeah.
Because I was very cross they hadn't been at break time. But they went down and they got to go to the nearest toilet, so just going to the only ones that are open, which are really far away from where we are in our lesson. So actually that's really helpful.
Definitely.
Particularly if you have a medical need to get to the loo and you don't want to face a gaggle of students just chilling out there because they're just dragging their heels and taking their time, and actually get back quicker. So it's safer for everybody.
To be honest, yeah.
But we do need to remember to have a wee at break, everybody, because actually that's when you should be going to the loo. How have we gone from crisps to the toilets with nothing in between? So yes, that's definitely something we do need to focus on, though. So other trips going on. We've got an outdoor education trip to South Downs. We have got our regatta for the year 7s and 8s, going off to a regatta, which is really nice. The geography trip for year 8s are off on Wednesday to Durdledore in, I think it's Dorset. We've got the year 10 science trip to the Royal Society.
Yes, I'm fine.
Another geography field trip next week for year 10.
Whoa.
Yeah, really? I know they're doing loads. Oh. Our sixth form, I've got masses planned. We've got Southampton University.
Yep.
We're going to do a little trip with them. They've got the NCS in doing loads of first aid and team building stuff with the lower sixth.
Oh yeah, the sixth formers have their D of E.
They do, yes. The gold. The D of E gold is next week going out to...
Wales?
No, they're going to Snowdonia this year. Off to Wales. Snowdonia, climb the mountain, which should be really good. Speaking of climbing mountains, seamless, everybody. We've got our Hot Chocolate Friday for everybody this week, so we've got a massive list. Do you want to do a half and half with me?
Half and half.
I start and you continue. So if I start. So well done this week for Hot Chocolate Friday for Lucy Treble.
Elsie Bowers.
Freya Nicholson.
Oliver Pladis.
Yeah. Jamie Dickinson.
Jesse Candlow.
Charlie Carter.
Nathan Royal.
Eve Knight.
Lucy Davidson.
Oh, wait, I'm scrolling, everybody. Neva Mira.
Luke Williams.
Noah Whitbread.
William Shepherd.
Jack Sangster.
It's a long list.
It is.
Zachary Smart.
Blair Hutton.
Matilda Thompson.
Bradley Marsh.
Oliver Brett. Burt.
That's it. Pixie Scott. And that's all of them.
Ooh.
So that was a lovely long list. Well done to all of you. I don't know what you got today, because it's been an absolute scorcher this week, hasn't it?
Yeah.
It's been so hot. And we were talking about, before we came on air, everybody, we were talking about the fact that everyone moaned so much the sun went, fine, I'm going. Because today it's actually quite chilly out there and it's cloudy.
Yes, it's a little bit cold.
Yeah, so Hot Chocolate Friday in the summer does tend to turn to Ice Cream Fridays. But I don't know if they'll have done hot chocolate today, considering the weather. So, yes.
Ice cream, please, can I have a hot chocolate right now?
I think a hot chocolate would have been great today, but it was really chilly. Riding my bike in this morning, proper cold. Talking of riding bikes, we do have our year sixes in again today from Goma.
Oh, yes.
They've been in and out and in and out like yo-yo. So our Goma lot were in this morning. Well, if you did the transition ride Goma team, great to see you this morning. They came up, did their ride so they could find out the route, which is really cool.
So it's been yesterday.
Yeah, it's been a packed week. What else happened yesterday, Elena? Can you remember? Can you read my mind and see what I'm trying to get out of it? What else did you do yesterday that wouldn't be normally in your lesson?
The year six opening. No?
You didn't have an assembly? Did you come out of lesson to do anything at any point?
No.
Are you sure? Because I'm sure I saw you in the lower hall.
Oh, the voting!
Yes.
The voting!
We've been very right. Okay, and here is our public service announcement and disclaimer. All parties are supported, not supported, may be supported or should be supported at this point. We are expressing no preferences for any particular party, colour or affiliate. So, yesterday we had five candidates who were from our politics students. They are the students studying politics at A level with Mr and Mrs Cotton.
Yeah.
And they have assumed a role. So they don't necessarily support that party, but they took on the role of the leader of the Green Party, the Conservative Party, the Reformers, the Lib Dems and the Labour Party.
Yes.
So they were all outside with their rosettes on. They've done an assembly this week, launching their part, well, going through the party manifestos of those who they represent. And then every single student yesterday got to come down to vote. Now, at this point, I do know the outcome of the election. I cannot share it because we are still pre-election. I'm not allowed to share the results. But in next Friday's podcast, I will absolutely tell you who won for... We have a returning officer already, but I will return the returning officer's findings to the podcast audience and let you know how we got on. But it was absolutely fantastic to see, actually.
Yes.
Everybody came in, because the whole sellotape pencils to a table thing, that's how it is in a real live voting booth. Coming in your lines. Normally you get signed in, so they have to check your address and everything, they cross you off a list. So it's really, really formal, so they know who's voted. They check your postcode and everything. And you get given your ballot papers, go into a little booth, like you guys did yesterday, cast your vote, X in a box, just the one, fold it up and put it in the ballot box.
Except I changed my mind last minute.
Did you? Okay. Are you happy to share who you went from and to?
Yeah, I went from Conservative. Okay. I'm not interested in politics, let's be honest.
Okay.
But I did not see the point of voting for Conservative. I'm not a fan of...
Oh. Sorry, if you can hear the seagulls, folks, I'm really sorry. It sounds like there's an attack going on.
They're very vicious.
Yes. So you were saying you changed from Conservatives?
Yeah, to Green.
Okay, to Green.
Green team. I made somebody look green yesterday. Well, I went from decorating their hair with leaves to making them hold a broken branch with leaves.
Have we been doing photography again?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So you were in a bit of a green mood, so that's why you did it. But the first part of what you said there has really intrigued me, because you said you're not really into politics.
No.
But then you've just been talking to me about how we need to sort of look at how people speak to one another. That's about politics.
I mean, politics in terms of government.
Oh,
like Rishi, Keir Starmer.
You definitely need to go up to Polisoc at lunch times.
Oh.
Because they have, it's so, I'm getting really passionate. I think
you know
what
you're
going to forget is the people. Because the people are the things that ruin it. When you look at the policies and what governments are trying to achieve, it's actually really exciting.
Yeah.
The changes, you know, when we sat and talked about our manifesto in the library?
Yeah.
And how excited you got?
We were worried.
That is politics. It's just our politics on a micro scale of the school. So that's what they get to do at government level. I think it'd be great.
You know what?
What?
The funny thing is, yesterday I went into G4.
Uh-huh.
And I saw Keir Starmer in the back corner, but I have a really bad eyesight. And I did not know it was a poster, I thought it was a real person.
Oh, yeah.
So, Miss Scotland came out of the classroom, and the entire time I looked behind, I was like, why is that guy staring at me?
Why is that guy staring at me? I come up the stairs, because we've got Keir Starmer, but there's a few of Mr. and Mrs. Cotton have quite interactive classrooms, so lots of the public figures. And so I often walk into Mr. Cotton's classroom and jump a mile, because Boris Johnson stood in the corner. And it always makes me jump, because it looks like there's a person stood there. So yes, I agree.
No, I went in the classroom and I was like, is that a poster? I did not know that.
Definitely a poster. So, we've had an absolutely packed week this week. On top of that, right now, happening today and also yesterday, are our lower sixth taste days.
Yeah.
So if any of you lower sixth have been in having a little taste of some of your sessions, hope you've had a good week. We'd love to see you in September. Our sixth form is
one of the
tips always
asked me the way. I was so happy.
Oh, nice. See, and that's the whole point. We are one big school. It's not just about sixth form and lower school. We are a 7-year journey. So it's nice that you got to do that. Are you planning on coming here for sixth
form?
Yes,
definitely 100%.
Nice. What are you going to study?
Health and social care. Woo-hoo. First option, definitely.
Obviously.
Biology.
Nice.
Psychology. And hopefully PE.
Lovely. It's a really nice course. Those courses complement each other really well. Well, definitely get your application in, because it's such a great sixth form. You've got a really good teaching team. She said. And also, I think it's just a really lovely place to be, because there's still this sense that you are looked after and cared for like you are in secondary school, but not a sense that you're just, okay, another number in the room. Do you know what I mean?
Keep getting to see you and all the other teachers.
Maybe.
Now I'll just pop into your office just to annoy you.
Nice. Okay, it's been absolutely lovely to chat to you, Alina, today.
Yay.
We should have more of our team. Goodness, over Olivia as well. Honestly.
Olivia, how dare you? No, this is unacceptable.
Shocking. Unbelievable. So, really, really quickly, thanks ever so much, everybody, for listening. We will update you on our Activities Week plans next week.
Woo.
And also we'll be talking to you about transition days. Thanks for listening, everyone. Bye from the bars.
Bye.
Bye.
You're listening to Bay House Buzz.